Mara stretched out to him through the Force, ordering him to hold on just a little longer. Luke was already doing just that. He could feel Leia and Kip and the rest of the Jedi pilots touching him through the battle meld, assuring him that help was close by. He began to calm his mind and his body, to slow his heartbeat and other natural processes in preparation for entering a Force hibernation. Then, an unseen weight settled astride his chest, and invisible fingers began to scratch at his helmet, attempting to open the faceplate or break the seal. Luke lashed out as best he could, but he was starting to grow dizzy, and his reactions were slow and weak. He heard an ominous click behind his ear, near the faceplate hinge, and reached out with the Force, trying to shove his attacker off. Lomi shoved back, slamming his helmet into the top of Mara's canopy. Energy bolts streamed past his head as Han opened fire with the blaster, and finally, Lomi turned her attention to deflecting the attack. Mara urged Luke to hold on tight, and Han suddenly stopped firing. The Stealth X flipped upside down, and Luke found himself looking down at the knobby hull of the Nest ship, less than 3 meters away. He used the Force to pull himself even tighter to the fuselage, then glimpsed the blocky shape of a heatsink swelling in front of him. He tried not to waste his last breath on a scream. Whether Lomi Plo jumped or was scraped off as they passed, Luke could not say. But in the instant beforehand, he saw two bulbous green bug eyes staring down at him through the transparent face panel of a Killick pressure suit. They were set in a melted female face with no nose and a pair of stubby mandibles where there should have been lower jaws. Luke would have sworn that when the mandibles opened, he could see a smiling row of human teeth. Or maybe his oxygen-starved mind was merely beginning to hallucinate. Then the weight vanished from inside his chest, too, and he was suddenly free of Lomi Plo, still using the Force to pin himself against the Stealth X. He turned his head and saw Han wedged between the fuselage and the engine cowling, clinging to the shield generator mount with both hands, screaming something inside his helmet that Luke was just as glad he could not hear. Mara suddenly flipped the Stealth X right side up again. A flight of dart ships went streaming past overhead, then wheeled back around to attack. A dozen propellant trails streaked from their bellies. Mara ducked behind a boulder, and an instant later, a series of orange flashes lit the heavens on the other side. Luke's vision began to darken around the edges. He glimpsed the Falcon streaking past above, her repulsor beam already stabbing out to send the dart ships tumbling on their way, then felt Leia and Saba touch him through the Force, urging him to hold on just a little longer, telling him that the Falcon was coming right behind him. Finally, Luke's vision went completely black. But he did not fall unconscious. He reached out to Mara and Leia and Kip and all of the other Jedi, even to Han and Jun and Tarfang, and their strength held him out of the abyss. This is Jonathan Davis. We hope you've enjoyed this production of Star Wars: Dark Nest 2, The Unseen Queen by Troy Denning. This program was produced, directed, and abridged by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer, Jacob Bronstein. Star Wars: Dark Nest 2, The Unseen Queen is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2005. All rights reserved, used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production, copyright 2005, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.